In this bulletin, new research suggests the global population will reach 8 billion people this year. The Prime Minister calls for greater Indo-Pacific renewable energy investment. And in sport, Australian Ben O'Connor withdraws from the Tour de France due to injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos. New data from the United Nations says India is set to become the world's most populous country next year, overtaking China with its 1.4 billion people. The latest UN projections suggest the global population could grow to around 8.5 billion in 2030 and 9.7 billion in 2050, before reaching a peak of around 10.4 billion people during the 2080s. The population is expected to remain at that level until around 2100. New figures also show population growth is at its slowest rate since 1950. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is to urge greater investment in renewable energy throughout the Indo-Pacific as a means of addressing climate and economic concerns. In a major speech at the Sydney Energy Forum, the Prime Minister is expected to call for more clean energy investment in a bid to help reach net zero targets. The Pacific Islands Forum has been shocked by the sudden withdrawal of Kiribati from the Fiji meeting. The dramatic departure is believed to be linked to the Micronesian state's complaints. It and other nations in the region have been sidelined. Last year, Micronesian members threatened to leave the forum when their proposed candidate for Secretary General lost a tight vote to the Cook Islands PM Henry Puna. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who will be travelling to the forum this week, says while disagreeing with the decision, Australia is determined to move forward.
It's unfortunate, the decision that Kiribati has made, but we'll continue to work constructively and I'll be positive. And we'll have a concentration on both national security issues, but also our renewed commitment on climate change has meant that we'll be received far better than if that had not occurred.
The Red Cross has issued an urgent appeal for more blood donors as wild weather across New South Wales drives demand and reduces supplies. Spokesperson Belinda Smetyuk says floods, road closures, COVID-19 and the flu have kept many donors away. She says the Red Cross's national supplies of blood and platelets, a part of the blood used to stop bleeding in accidents and emergencies, is under pressure across the country, and they need more donors to help.
Winter is always a time of year that our blood supply comes under pressure. But after 2 years of almost no flu, we're now seeing high cancellations and appointment reschedules due to colds and flu. We're asking Australians who are healthy and well to book an appointment to donate blood or plasma and step in for those who can't make their donation this winter.
Farmers are urging travellers from Bali and Indonesia to throw out their thongs and beach footwear before arriving in Australia to help stop the spread of the highly contagious foot and mouth disease. President of the National Farmers Federation, Fiona Simpson, says those who throw away their old footwear will be given a voucher towards a new pair of shoes. The first case of foot and mouth disease in Bali was detected there last month. It is relatively harmless to humans, but the Department of Agriculture says it can have devastating effects on livestock and animals. Meanwhile, a new code registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority will force telecommunications companies to identify, trace and block SMS scams as part of new rules designed to protect consumers. The new rule has been set up in response to the growing number of SMS scams. Telecommunications companies must also publish information to help their customers manage and report scams, share that information about the scams with their competitors, and report identified scams to authorities. Overseas now, the Sri Lankan Prime Minister has confirmed the President and his entire cabinet will resign as protesters vowed to stay put until they departed. PM Ranil Wickremesinghe says President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has confirmed his resignation plans and will officially quit when a deal was reached to form an all-party government. Hundreds of Sri Lankans gathered at the President's residence in Colombo, waiting for the cabinet to resign after a weekend of violent protest. People strolled and toured the colonial-era buildings, with armed soldiers and police making no attempt to stop anyone. But a protest leader has questioned the delay in an official announcement.
People will not leave the President's house, the President's office, or the Prime Minister's official residence, Temple Trees, until the leaders officially announce their resignations. If they don't leave on the 13th, What will happen is that the people will decide to storm wherever they are hiding now.
President Rajapaksa is due to step down on Wednesday. United States President Joe Biden has hailed the first major federal gun safety bill passed in three decades as evidence of progress. He also renewed his call for assault weapons to be banned. A ban on assault weapons expired in 2004, but Biden is hoping to use growing American outrage about mass shootings to lead to greater pressure on politicians to change their mind.
This new law requires young people under 21 to go enhanced background checks before purchasing a gun. How many more mass shootings do we have to see where a shooter is 17, 18 years old and able to get his hands on a weapon and go on a killing spree?
The United Kingdom will have a new Prime Minister in September. The 1922 Committee, which represents politicians in Britain's Conservative Party, says an accelerated Tory leadership contest begins on Tuesday, with the first votes on Wednesday and Thursday. A series of knockout votes will take place over the following week, with contenders narrowed down to a final two before the Commons goes into recess, followed by a vote by members. Departing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he would not comment on his replacement or the process.
You know, I wouldn't want to damage anybody's chances by offering my support. I just have to
not
to
a get scintilla on. Of
I,
anger.
I have to get on, and in the last few days and weeks, the job of the constitutional function of the Prime Minister in this situation is to discharge the mandate, to continue to discharge the mandate, and that's what I'm doing.
11 candidates have declared their intention to stand for the leadership. And in sport, to cycling, Australian Ben O'Connor has pulled out of the Tour de France after failing to recover from a painful crash injury in the biggest cycling race of the year. O'Connor sustained an injury to his buttocks when he crashed in the second stage in Denmark. In a statement, he said he was upset to withdraw, but had been battling the injury and simply could not continue. Race leader Tadej Pogacar is currently the favourite to take out his third Tour de France title. Stage 10 gets underway on Tuesday night on SBS. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.